Last week, we heard concerns about the military's proposed expanded training area and an environmental assessment that is currently open for public comment. Some questioned the expansion of activity from the Pohakaloa training area used by various branches of the military. The military wasn't able to provide anyone to talk to last week, but we were able to connect with Michael Smith, the Director of Training and Naval Exercises at Navy Region Hawaii, who underscored that the Navy training involved in the EA will likely have a very small footprint, even though the ask is for five areas across the state and could include hundreds of military events a year. Understandably, the community is worried about what all this means.
Well, first, the types of training that the special forces would be doing, a lot of that is beyond things that we really want to get into any kind of detail on. But I think the crust of it is that the SEALs want to do additional training that they can't do maybe at PTA on the Big Island. And the types of training that they're looking at doing does not involve any kind of live fire, any types of weapons. It's mostly close to shore, in the water type of training that they would want to do.
We're talking Navy SEALs.
Right,
and
Navy
SEALs. And they need water.
Yes.
So how do you address the concerns that we're hearing from residents that, oh, my gosh, they're asking for a larger area, and they're nervous about, you know, what to expect?
Oh, and naturally, you'd want to be nervous if all you know is that the Navy wants to use more area and they want to do more training. And maybe the people might think of something as a large exercise, such as the RIM packs that we do every other year. But this is not like that. The SEALs usually work in very small groups. So, I mean, we've seen that on the television shows. You can see what the SEALs do. And their whole idea is that what they're doing is they should not be seen or heard. And I think that should give the public a little more reassurance that while they're expanding their area of training, they're staying in the nearshore waters, and they're not going to be seen or heard. And much of what they want to do is in the water, and they're swimming. Just like the public would do.
There is concern from fishermen on Molokai. They ask, well, why can't you just use the property that you have now? Why do you have to expand your footprint?
Well, a lot of the property that the Navy has now is inland, and the training that they want to do is the near shore, in the water type training. And concerns from the fishermen, I don't know if that would be a legitimate concern. I don't know if legitimate is the right word to use, but again, it's swimming in the water, and it's a very small footprint. One of the things that they have asked for, from what I understand, is that the area seems like a very large area, and one of our concerns is naturally the environment and taking care of the environment, and that's why they've asked for such a large area. That if they had planned to do training in one particular place, and it turns out that there's perhaps whales or turtles or something in the area that would prevent them from training, the Navy's not going to go ahead and say, well, we're just going to do the training there. They're going to move to a different area where they can do the training so that we can accomplish both. And that's really what we're focused on is accomplishing the training in a very safe manner, but also keeping our environment in a safe manner, so that we're not endangering any animals or any fishing areas.
And that was one concern that was brought up by a resident on the Big Island. There are a number of endangered species. I think in the case of the Javi resident, she was concerned because she's had issues with Osprey helicopters and the noise that they impact that community, because Javi is a very small town on the north shore of the Big Island. But the SEAL training shouldn't involve those helicopters, I would imagine, then.
It shouldn't, and that is a very remote area and a very quiet area, and I can respect their desire to keep it that way. The SEALs, from what I understand, wouldn't be using the Osprey. That's a Marine Corps platform. And from what I understand, most of the training is near shore in the water. So I wouldn't foresee an impact to the noise there. They're not using any live weapons. They're not firing anything. So, again, their whole thing is to be very stealthy, very quiet, unseen.
The concern, I think, is just for potential conflict, and nobody wants that. And I think the community just wants some face-to-face dialogue, I think, with someone from the military, just some reassurance about the extent of the training.
And I think that that's important that we communicate with the public and let them know what we're doing. And the Navy is very committed to the environment. I mean, we've done so much over on Kauai at the Pacific Missile Range with the endangered species there and protecting them, and then the fish ponds that we've helped to reestablish. So we're very aware of the environmental impact, and we want to work with the community to make sure that what we're doing is not impacting the community or the environment in any negative way.
Now, one thing that the EA talks about is a couple of different alternatives with the potential for up to hundreds of events during the year. So, you know, people might look at that and say, is this just going to be at my beach, you know, in my area every single day?
And I think maybe from the perspective of reading the EA and you see that word events and you see a large number of events, an event could be one person or it could be a couple of people. Again, the SEALs work in very small teams. It's not like the RIMPAC exercises that we do that involve dozens of ships and tens of thousands of people. It's a very small footprint. And again, the reason they've got the large area that they're requesting is they don't want to impact the community or the environment in any negative way. So if there's an area that they want to use and it's not available, that there are other alternatives that they can go to.
All right. And then what about the concern that folks might have that the military didn't come to the community first to kind of explain what this training entails? And now we're in the comment period.
We are in that comment period, and I'm thinking that maybe that's a process problem that we have. In one aspect, we're told that you have to do the EA first before you can do comments. But then the community is saying, well, we want information first. And I think there's probably always room to improve our communications with the community in any way that we can. And we're always welcome and open to comments from the community and to understand their concerns. So we want to partner with the communities, as we've had in a lot of different events throughout the year. We partner with the state and the county, and we want to be good partners and be transparent.
I guess if folks give their two cents and, you know, they're hoping that the Navy will then respond to those concerns, if it's just saying, no, that's misinformation that you have, we're not going to do X, Y, and Z, we're going to do A, B, and C.
Right. And if there is any of that miscommunication, if somebody is under the wrong impression of what we're doing, naturally the Navy is going to get that word out to the public right away so that they understand exactly what it is that we're trying to do. And I say exactly because, again, what the SEALs do, a lot of that is SEAL business.
Can you say where they do most of their training now?
They do a lot of training, land training. They'll do that at PTA. They do that. That's a lot of the live fire ranges that they have up there. They do some inside of Pearl Harbor on our bases. They do some training there. But it's very limited what they can do. So having the opportunity to expand training is always good. Yeah, my son's in the Navy, and I think we owe the moms and dads out there that have allowed their sons and daughters to go into the military. We owe them the ability to provide the best training to keep them as safe as possible, to provide any kind of opportunity where we can partner with other agencies in the community, provide a safe environment for them to train and not impact our environment.
Can you say whether the military would be willing to meet with the community?
I'm sure that within the guidelines of the Public Affairs Department that they would be willing to meet with people to discuss more in depth.
Okay. Anything else that you think would be important to kind of underscore with this?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the Navy does training throughout the year. We are always looking for opportunities to partner with the community, with to partner with the state and other federal agencies, county agencies. Throughout the year, we do exercises. I've mentioned the RIMPAC that we do. That's the biennial events that we do. We're getting ready to do some training at Pearl Harbor. It's 2 weeks of harbor defense training. And what we're introducing there is the most advanced simulation that we can so that we're not endangering anyone. We're keeping the environment protected. But throughout the year, we always look for opportunities to train and to make sure that we get the word out to the community, whether it's through social media or through the radio, as much as we can.
We were talking to Mike Smith, Director of Training and Naval Exercises at the Navy Region Hawaii base. The public comment period for the environmental assessment looking at the military's plan to expand its training area for Navy SEALs has been extended to January 7th.